We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions.
Flying news. Canadian tornado claims lives. A resort area on a lake in the eastern province of Ontario, Canada, was struck by a storm on Friday evening. With winds approaching 150 miles per hour, trees were flattened and one local resident watched as several cabins from the resort area were lifted from the ground and transported over the lake.
It was later found that two guests staying in one of the cabins had
precautionary swine flu measures implemented around the world. As the pandemic continues to spread worldwide, the countries of Botswana and St. Vincent and the Grenadines have confirmed first ever cases.
The European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, or ECDC, is reporting 113,940 official cases and 560 fatalities in 134 countries across the globe. In Australia, 1,000 additional people were diagnosed with swine flu in the past week alone, and the number of people staying home from work is 20% higher than the same time last year. Health officials are predicting that absenteeism could increase to 60%.
In Victoria State, 90% of the total diagnosed flu cases have been found to be swine flu. Hospital emergency rooms are feeling the strain as the number of patients arriving for treatment has increased from 25 per day in early May to 175 per day as of July 1st. South America has also been hard hit as Chile announced 9,135 official cases, although experts project the actual number to be around 80,000.
The Chilean government is allowing health officials to cancel any public event where the disease may spread. Argentina and Peru have joined in, extending winter vacations to a month, with Peru's government sending students home for winter holidays 2 weeks early. And for the first time, medical teams are being sent from Algeria to accompany fellow citizens who might be at risk of contracting swine flu during their pilgrimage to Mecca, Saudi Arabia.
Despite these preventative actions, one of the greatest threats of the swine flu remains, which is that it may mutate to become even deadlier. Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture in the Farm Animal Welfare Division of the Humane Society of the U.S. and author of Bird Flu, A Virus of Our Own Hatching, explained that because viruses are RNA, not DNA, there can be slight differences each time they reproduce. Thus, these viruses are likely to make rapid changes and spread in more harmful forms in just a short amount of time, especially when bred in crowded, filthy animal factory farms.
Every virus that emerges from the lungs of a pig or a chicken or a human being that's infected with a flu virus is a little different from one another. This virus trying to find better ways to infect and to cause illness within people and other animals. But in a matter of weeks, we've seen these low-path viruses, which hardly cause the sniffles in chickens, to becoming these highly pathogenic viruses with 100% morbidity, 100% mortality, meaning all the birds get sick, all the birds die. Where did that happen? It happened in these intensive confinement units. The biggest outbreak of a high path bird flu before the emergence of H5N1 in China wasn't in Asia, it was here in the United States, in Pennsylvania, 83, 84, 17 million birds died.
We appreciate Dr. Greger and all those working to bring attention to how quickly the swine flu can mutate in factory farms, becoming even more virulent and deadly. May all governments and individuals act quickly to eliminate the harmful consequences of the meat industry through the life-affirming organic vegan lifestyle to renew our world in flourishing health and vitality.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health. It's economy. It's ecology. It's compassion. It's peace. It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Tobacco use linked to nerve damage. India's National Brain Research Centre has discovered a chemical compound in tobacco that causes severe neurological damage. The compound NNK, which is already known to be cancer-causing, was found to act on white blood cells in the central nervous system, causing them to attack healthy brain cells. Thus, NNK, absorbed from smoking and other tobacco use, besides causing cancer, can also lead to disabling nervous system disorders such as multiple sclerosis. Our sincere thanks, Brain Research Centre of India, for this significant report that further reveals tobacco's harm to human life. Our prayers that government leaders everywhere enact health-restoring measures for a world free of damaging substances as these.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidneys cancer. Bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. Automated device helps people walk again. After 16-year-old Courtney Finney of the USA had a cancerous tumor removed from her brain, she became paralyzed on one side due to a stroke. Her recovery was assisted by what is known as a neuroprosthetic device from the US-based company Bioness. This equipment uses electrical sensors that respond to movement such that when the heel is lifted to initiate a step, a signal is automatically sent to the next muscle group to lift the toes, thereby enabling a smooth gait. Through the use of this and a related device for the arm, Miss Finney has regained movement of her hand and can now walk again. she was able to attend her high school commencement, from which she graduated with honours. Our heartfelt congratulations, Miss Finney, and our appreciation, Bioness, for developing products that offer manifold benefit to humankind. We wish you many more successes such as these. For the advent of this technology that enhances the lives of others, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing Bioness with the Shining World Inventor Award.
Ghana welcomes US President. As he arrived on Saturday morning, President Barack Obama was formally received by his counterpart, President John Atta Mills, amidst enthusiastic cheers from the nation's people, who also celebrated with traditional drumming and dance. During the visit of the two leaders, President Obama assured the Ghanaian president of continued U.S. participation in African development. The U.S. president also delivered a keynote speech to the country's parliament, where he commended Ghana's good governance and said,
"But history offers a clear verdict. Governments that respect the will of their own people are more prosperous, they are more stable, and more successful than governments that do not."
He went on to encourage fulfillment of the potential within all African nations.
"Africa's future is up to Africa. The people of Africa are ready to claim that future. With strong institutions and a strong will, I know that Africans can live their dreams in Nairobi and Lagos, Kigali, Kinshasa, Harare, and right here in Accra. And here is what you must know. The world will be what you make of it. You have the power to hold your leaders accountable and to build institutions that serve the people. You can serve in your communities and harness your energy and education to create new wealth and build new connections to the world. You can conquer disease and end conflict and make change from the bottom up. You can do that. Yes, you can. Because in this moment, history is on the move."
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your productive visit. Wishing you and your family a safe trip home, with blossoming relations among the American and African people that bring opportunity and prosperity for all.
Save our planet, making good energy on Earth. At this urgent time of climate emergency, governments the world over are faced with the challenge of mitigating global warming, along with solving other issues such as food shortage and hunger, health costs, and epidemics. Yet as the best-selling American author John Robbins once noted in referring to the vegan diet, the solutions to all these are, at the root, the same. The interrelated benefits of an animal... Save our planet. Vital Sri Lankan river drying out. Prolonged drought near the town of Mahi Yangana in Sri Lanka's Uva province has caused the Mahaweli River, the longest in the nation, to reach unprecedented low levels. Moreover, high temperatures and the lack of an efficient irrigation system are causing farmers to lose their crops, and residents must rely on the tiny offshoots of the Mahaweli for drinking water.
Despite sufficient precipitation in other areas of the country, Liveris, a farmer in Mahiyangana, said, "All the trees have died, the land is parched, and there is no sign of rain in the future. I don't know what we can do."
Our hearts are saddened by the plight facing the Sri Lankan people, and we pray for soon and plentiful life-giving rain. May such unfortunate circumstances as these be minimized as we strive for greater benevolence to restore the balance of our earth.
In a video message during a June 2009 climate change conference in Veracruz, Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again expressed her care for humanity's welfare and addressed the lack of water that is so often seen with global warming.
"We can stop water shortage. While droughts are plaguing more populations, we cannot afford to waste water. Meat production uses massive amounts of water, as you know. It takes up to 1,200 gallons of fresh and good clean water to produce just one serving of beef. In contrast, a full vegan meal costs only 98 gallons of water. That is like 90+% less. So If we want to stop water shortage and to preserve precious water, we have to stop animal products.
Save our planet. Prince of Wales calls for a shift from convenience to sustainability. During his delivery of the annual Richard Dimbobey Lecture, founded in memory of the renowned British broadcaster, Prince Charles urged governments and citizens toward immediate action to halt the effects of global warming.
Commending the environmental awareness of the historical figure King Henry VIII, who 4.5 centuries ago had passed laws to protect the forest from overuse by shipbuilders, the Prince cautioned that a change in modern living is crucial if we wish to avert an environmental crisis. His Royal Highness said, "In failing the earth, we are failing humanity. If we don't face up to this, then nature, the biggest bank of all, could go bust, and no amount of quantitative easing will revive it."
Our sincere gratitude, Your Royal Highness, for your steadfast commitment to bringing about a meaningful shift in our perception and actions toward the environment. Blessed be such noble efforts in bringing fruitful change for the sake of ourselves and future generations of our planet.
Save our planet. Britain's National Trust encourages city residents to take advantage of windowsill gardening, which offers the benefit of tasty fresh produce and could provide the equivalent of an estimated 600 acres of farmable land per year.
Save our planet. In an effort to minimise waste materials and technology, the European Union and leading cell phone manufacturers including Apple, Motorola, Nokia, Samsung and Sony Ericsson partner to introduce a one-size-fits-all charger that will be available within 6 months.
Save our planet. Uganda's National Forest Authority representative Xavier Magumya states that satellite data has revealed the country's loss of 1.5 million hectares of trees over the past 15 years, with the disappearance of all forests likely within 50 years unless preservation measures are adopted.
Save our planet. As part of a climate change adaptation endeavour, UK farmer Martin Crawford plants a forest garden that demonstrates a new type of sustainable agriculture, growing more than 500 different food plants such as walnuts, hazelnuts and heartnuts.
I'm Lumi the Nutria, a vegan, and today I have a tip on improving air quality by getting gasoline for your auto during cooler parts of the day, such as the morning or evening. Fewer fumes will be evaporated into the atmosphere while the gas is being pumped into your car. That means better breathing for you and your co-inhabitants like me. Thank you for your consideration. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
World News, Germany and Israel initiate an irrigation program in Ethiopia. Germany is donating 1.5 million euros to the project in Addis Ababa, and Israel will also contribute to the funding. The goal of the initiative is to sustainably manage agricultural water resources and aid 320 farms. Speaking of the project, German Environment Minister Sigmar Gabriel stated, "This generally encourages the economic development of the country, secures the livelihood of farms, and supports climate change adaptation. Heaven bless Germany and Israel for your generosity and care of the farmers of Ethiopia. May all agricultural workers share in an abundant bounty of a flourishing earth."
In health news, Cuba launches a nationwide anti-smoking campaign. The program presents the grave dangers of this unhealthful habit to the smokers as well as their family members. In addition, the benefits of not smoking are being emphasized. Giving up the addiction is known to decrease the risk of smoking-related diseases, improve the functioning of the respiratory system and general physical capacity, and expel toxins from the body. Our sincere thanks, Cuba, for this life-saving initiative. May we soon live in a world of clean air and health-sustaining ways of being. Up next on Noteworthy News, Copenhagen Climate Council report indicates that many jobs are created by the sustainable energy sector. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. More good tidying news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, genial news for a joyful world. In EcoNews, a Copenhagen Climate Council report says sustainable energy can help create jobs. The council, headquartered in Denmark, stated that in the United States alone, jobs could be increased by 2 million. The boost would occur if one-fourth of the country's electricity came from clean sources such as wind power, and if growth in electricity usage grew just 0.5% annually. The findings were announced.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The G8 industrialized nations conclude their summit by announcing a pledge of $20 billion for food security in developing nations, as well as promising to improve water and sanitation access on the African continent.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls on the Organization of American States and its 34 member nations throughout North and South America to help find a peaceful resolution in Honduras.
The British team, Ocean Angels, is the first all-woman crew to row across the Indian Ocean, raising funds for a breast cancer charity while competing in the challenging Indian Ocean race.
To recognize the Ocean Angels fundraising achievement, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering a $10,000 donation to their selected charity, the Breast Cancer Care and Research Fund. As part of his pledge to charitable causes, US philanthropist Warren Buffett donates $1.5 billion of Berkshire Hathaway Inc. shares to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and four family charities.
Palestinian filmmakers, funded by a $60,000 donation from the World Health Organization, create the region's first animated film, Fatana, which is now being released worldwide.
American anesthesiologist Dr. Christopher Haas and surgeon Dr. David Vanderpool donate retired but fully functional medical equipment to save it from landfills while saving lives in less fortunate countries.
Simultaneous to the G8 conference meetings, the first ladies of 12 different nations visited the site of the quake at L'Aquila, Italy, to better understand the damage that rendered 50,000 people homeless.
The custodian of the two holy mosques, King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, donates a plane full of much-needed items to be distributed to Sri Lankans displaced by internal conflict.
To ensure public safety, health officials in Los Angeles, USA, urge a recall of some 380,000 pounds of beef due to potential contamination with E. coli bacteria.
Two leading Brazilian soccer teams, Sao Paulo's Corinthians and Rio de Janeiro's Flamengo, announced plans for a friendly match in Palestine to fulfill the Palestinian people's love of the sport.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.